علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the sermons and letters and sayings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we actually started a topic called The Charter of Islamic Governance, where we are discussing about certain tenets and principles based on which we can govern the society of human beings, the society of Muslims. How can they be governed in a proper way? How can they live in a fruitful manner? And our discussions in the previous sessions were based on the sermon number 192, which is the sermon of Qasi'a, whereby in that sermon we were discussing about how different societies grew and progressed and how they fell and digressed in their progress. What were the reasons for that growth and what are the reasons for that fall? And we discussed about the reasons why, and we say that these are some things that we need to keep in mind as Muslims and apply in our lives. Now we are going to discuss about another sermon, in fact. So, because we are going to try and collect different sermons that have similar themes that can talk to us about how we need to govern ourselves as a Muslim society and how we need to be as citizens in this society. One of the important discussions that we want to have is based on the sermon number 147 in Nahjul Balagha. This sermon doesn't have a name per se, but it starts with the prophethood and regarding the Quran.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, sermon number 147 starts abruptly, kind of, because you see, as you know, the collector of Nahjul Balagha called Sayyid Radhi, he kind of collected these sermons, and his actual aim was not to collect the sermons of Nahjul Balagha or of Imam Ali alayhi salam per se. He was after the eloquence in these statements. He was after the beauty in the statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and therefore he collected those particular sections of Imam Ali's sermons that had a very powerful, eloquent nature, And therefore, sometimes you can see that the sermons that he has brought are not complete. So he starts the sermon abruptly without bringing, let's say, the introductory parts or the introductory sections of that sermon. One of those sermons is this sermon number 147, which starts like this: فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدًا بِالْحَقِّ لِيُخْرِجَ عِبَادَهُ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْأَوْثَانِ إِلَى عِبَادَتِهِ وَمِنْ طَاعَةِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِلَى طَاعَتِهِ. You see, this is how Sayyid Radhi starts, and rather, you know, quotes the sermon from Imam Ali alayhi salam. But it's obvious that there were some words before that, because the word starts suddenly. It says that, and so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with truth to bring the people out of the obedience and, you know, worship of the idols. So this is like, you know, you can't start a sermon like that. You need to start, normally you say Amma Ba'ad, or you start like that and with another introductory sentence, or you start with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And therefore, we can say that this sermon came from, maybe was quoted from in between, or kind of from, you know, rather the beginning parts, but not the complete beginning part of the sermon.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, coming into the topic, diving into the topic straight away, what we want to discuss now is just an introduction to this sermon. In the introduction, we want to mention that in this sermon, Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about certain important things. One thing is that he wants to talk about the wonders that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented to the people. He wants to talk about what the aim of the message of the Prophet was. Where does the Prophet want to take us with this message? What destination does he want to make us reach? And what was the means through which he invited us to reach that destination? And what is the benefit of the Quran? And how wonderful is this means of the Quran? Then he starts another discussion, which is the important issue of the life of the Muslim Ummah and the Muslims themselves. That if the life of the Muslim Ummah is not in conformity with the lifestyle that Allah expects from the people, from the Muslims, then this Muslim Ummah is facing the greatest of losses. And then he goes on to say that all these blessings, material and spiritual blessings, prophets and messengers with all the difficulties that they bore, they were only for one purpose, and that is to ripen this unripe fruit of humanity, of the Muslim Ummah, and to perfect it and nourish it to become what it has to be. And therefore, if we as Muslims, as the Muslim Ummah, sees and that they experience the same ignorances and wretchedness that the previous nations faced, even now, after the coming of all of these messengers and prophets who came and presented nice things to us, who gifted us with the message of God and truth, and if still after all those years we still experience those wretchednesses and ignorances and inabilities and hopelessnesses, then it is about time for us to get hold on to the means that the Prophet ﷺ has brought, and that is the means of the Holy Quran. So basically, this is a kind of a statement that wants to create that awakening amongst the Muslims. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه
للشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.